girl is very common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you think I meant?
Mm-hmm. Why you know what you mean? She looked common, or she just got common ways, or what?
I know what would that mean? She had she didn't always behave herself.
Sometimes you look common if you don't care how you behave yourself.
What does it mean when you look common?
Well, you just don't look tempting or something like that. You just look kind of a,
look ugly or?
Well, you just.
Trashy?
Something that I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
Sometimes it is just look common, just common looking. Sometimes it's a not very nice person, but you just kind of look common. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's kind of.
Who can, who is very, a man, for example, who's very big and muscular. You say he's very,
mm-hmm.
he can lift things.
Oh,
you say,
yeah.
Oh, he's what kind of man? He's a very
big husky. They call him husky.
All right.
Man like that.
If he's kind of slightly overweight or a little fleshy, you
mm-hmm.
might say
mm-hmm.
that he's a what kind of man?
Well, if he's kind of a overweight, well, I wouldn't know what you'd call him. He's stout. He's stout.
Yeah,
he'd be stout. He's a stout man.
Yeah. When you say stout, you
mean he's sure he's getting, that man getting stout. He's getting stout like that.
I
mean, he's getting overweight. That's what he has. That's right.
All right. That's what I was thinking
mm-hmm.
about,
yeah.
that term.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's easy to get along with
mm-hmm.
is very,
mm-hmm.
he has a good disposition,
mm-hmm.
you say. He's very, he's always.
Yeah, humble, kind, or something like that.
Or good.
Yeah, got a good disposition or something.
Right, about a horse
mm-hmm.
that was easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say a horse was what?
You got a good condition horse.
Oh, would you ever say good natured?
Yes,
about a horse?
Good, yeah, that's right, good natured, that's right.
He's a good natured horse?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say that about a person?
Well, a good natured person, we say it about him, he's good natured.
That's
all you know about him. Just every time you see him, he seems like the same thing. Good nature.
And a boy who's in his teens is likely to be all arms and legs, and he can't walk through the room.
You'd
say he's awfully.
He's tall.
I'm talking about the fact that he bumps into things.
Yes, right. Yeah.
He's awfully what?
Awkward.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
And a person who gets some money but never wants to spend it, you call
him? Well, he's
stingy. All right. So suppose he's someone who's always trying to get something out of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just a bummer.
He's a bummer?
Yeah, he's a bummer.
All right. A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. You
mm-hmm.
say that he's just a plain.
Yeah, he's just a regular. He keep on doing, you mean doing something wrong?
No, just doing silly things.
Well, I see a silly thing. He just...
That guy's just a born...
He's just a fool, like, in a way,
all
you
right.
see.
Would you ever have any... Would you feel kind of funny about calling someone a fool ever?
No, you ought not to call him. No, just put that off as long as you can. Don't tell him to his face unless you just have to. He's a fool. Just don't... Listen, you tell somebody else why he's a fool.
She's quite elderly, but she's still very quick and active
mm-hmm.
and gets around a lot. Mm-hmm. You'd say she's mighty?
Spry.
All right, just ever say spry about an old gentleman?
Well, active. You say she's
active about an old gentleman?
Yeah, man. Very active. He's active. That's what you say.
All right. Did you ever say spry about young people?
Well, that's right. You can see that.
Would you ever?
No, well, they're spry young people. You know, there's maybe if he's a... If it's a female, we say she's kind of a woman. She want to be spry, a little too spry. Maybe he's a man, male. We could say he's spry, something like that, a mannish or something like that.
Mannish?
Yes.
All right, what were you saying over here, Mr.